Hi everyone, I'm Stuart Gandalf. Welcome to our webinar today. I'm looking forward to co-leading this presentation. Very, very excited about this topic. Our topic today is all about paid search, and we're gonna focus most of our energy on Google Ads. Many of the things we talk about will also apply to Microsoft advertising, but essentially, this is all about winning patients or getting results with Google Ads. And so the title of the webinar is about patients, but obviously this can be healthcare consumers. It can be about B2B lead generation. But really at the end of the day, this is about paid search, specifically Google Ads, and how to be effective. So we're gonna talk today, we're gonna do introductions in just a moment. Right after that, we're gonna jump into what is paid search? Why is it so powerful? How to win, some of the mistakes, analytics and reporting, and Q&A. We've got a ton of content for you today. You may feel like you've been drinking from a fire hose by the time you get through with this meeting, but we're gonna share with you some of the best practices we've learned over 17 years as a company. And by the way, we've been doing paid search since the very beginning days of our company. So this is an area we like a lot. So starting off with introductions, I'm Stuart Gandalf. I'm CEO of Healthcare Success. I co-founded the company 17 years ago. I have started off with great big agencies and built this company for the last 17 years. I absolutely love digital marketing. We're truly an integrated agency, but today is all about paid search. Josh?
Hi, everyone. My name is Josh Wiem. I'm an account director and digital analyst for Healthcare Success. I've been in the healthcare field for more than 10 years, and I come from Google, where I was the Google AdWords at the time, digital ambassador, subject matter expert for Google Ads, and I'm really happy to be able to share some of our insights with you today.
Perfect. Garrett?
Hi, everyone. I'm a senior digital strategist with a deep, deep passion and love for paid search. Been doing it for well over 10 years, and specifically in healthcare for about 7 years. So really excited to be here and dive right in.
Awesome. Great. About our company, in case you're not familiar, we are an integrated agency. We work completely in healthcare. We do tons of content. So if you're new to us, I recommend you follow our blog carefully. We were doing a ton of webinars, ebooks, case studies, and blog posts and so forth. So jumping straight in, what is paid search and why is it so powerful? Well, the first step I want to talk about here is the user journey. And if we look at the patient journey or the healthcare consumer journey, this is going to vary by business to business, right? Every business has its own journey. Every individual has their own journey. But to kind of make this rather look at this as a sales funnel, think of it as a continuum. So when we have the awareness phase where they don't even know you exist, nobody can search for you if they don't know you exist. So this is typically thought of as top of the funnel. And there you're usually using top of the funnel strategies. For example, if it's relevant, traditional advertising or display or programmatic. But that's not the only thing people are seeing. There's YouTube, there's pharma ads. People are seeing things in the news. These are all things before they or at around about the page or around about the stage, where they're first even aware of your business. The next stage, of course, is when there's a need, they begin to consider. And so people begin doing more research. And so again, this is a continuum and this is varies by case to case, but they may be engaging more with you. They may be looking at directories. But the thing about paid search, which is, and then later on, we have the decision stage, patient experience, that what actually happens to them, and then of course, following up and making them loyal patients or consumers. But at the key crossroads to where everything really happens, that's when SEO and paid search are really important. Because when people begin to do that paid search, when they're at the research phase, where they're looking for solutions, we want to make sure that we're there. Now, If those of you that have worked with us before as an agency know, we want to think about this entire funnel. But today's call is really about that low funnel, making a decision to take action stage. And that's really what we're focusing in on today. Another concept that we talk a lot about to our clients to keep in mind, that if you think about what we just discussed, the consumer demand, that's usually at the awareness phase. And so we think about the consumer demand for your service or your product is typically pretty fixed unless you do things to help build demand through external advertising or display or programmatic. But that's one factor that's really important, like how much demand is there for what you do. The second part, when you're thinking about digital agencies or digital advertising, so there's the demand for your service in your area that's appropriate. Then there's what we're about to talk about today. So today is all about this second puzzle piece, the campaign management, what actually happens in the machine with Google, and to a lesser extent, Microsoft advertising. The third category is the landing page experience. So where are we sending this traffic to? Are we sending it to your website, a special landing page? And then finally, the last piece is the conversion process. What is your sales process? Do you have a call center or a contact center? Are you scheduling appointments if you're a provider? Is it a retail environment if you're a manufacturer? Is it, are they going to go to CVS if it's pharmaceutical? Or what is the actual conversion process? The point here, though, that matters is all of these puzzle pieces are equally important. So the demand, the campaign management, the landing page, and the conversion process. So ideally, when you think about your marketing, you're thinking about all of these things because they are multiplicative, meaning that if consumer demand doubles, then on the back end, the conversions double. If you can raise by better campaign management your results by 50%, then your results straight out the back end will raise by 50%. If you do a better job of converting patients into or inquiries into patients, you've just increased by the exact same percentage. So all of these need to be worked to move together. Again, today we're focusing on paid search specifically, which is that number two box over there. But keep in mind the larger ecosystem, all of these things are important. I'm going to switch roles and become more of a commentator in a moment, but I do want to talk about the unique benefits of paid search before I do. So again, I don't just talk about this as a CEO. I built our company through content, through SEO, through paid search. From the earliest days, we were doing this. And so I've been to the Google complex many, many times, and I've worked with Google for years. And there are some specific things I love about paid search. And the first is the immediate results. The fact that you can get calls, appointments, inquiries, whatever it is your call to action, within days. Sometimes the same first day of the campaign launching, though that's not usually the case, but certainly very, very quickly. My experience prior to doing paid search 17 years ago, when we were looking for immediate results, if we did a TV ad, it would take months and way five figures, sometimes six, to do a TV campaign. So to get results there, it took forever. And then the other part of this is testing. Was incredibly difficult back then. Oh, it didn't work. Let's try a different TV ad. So the fact is that you have the nimbleness to get results immediately, to immediately show up in the marketplace where people are searching, and to be able to do that immediately and to change your approach and test and track and adjust is fantastic. The second thing is the ability to rank above all competitors organically, like right off the bat, is another highly powerful term or another big benefit. So the testing, the targeting, we're going to talk about all of these things in a little bit, but especially the flexibility, the control, the results, and the ROI, because it's low funnel, are really, really powerful. And so not every one of our clients, but certainly the vast majority, paid search is a significant part of what we're doing for them, right? So not all of them, but most of them, paid search is a really powerful tool. And it's a lot of cases, it's the driving force, it's the backbone of the marketing campaign. So this is something that I'm personally very excited about and have been for years. I was amazed at the power of this when it first came out, really. We've been doing this for a long time. And I'm pleased that we have two absolute experts who are far closer to the machine than I am these days. I'm running the company, but let's go ahead and get started with the details. So, Josh?
Thanks, Stuart. Google Ads today. Yeah, to Stuart's point, it's critical to consider paid search as an important piece of the marketing mix. Whether you already have strong patient volume or you're an established center or not, paid search has a lot of utility. Some of the different campaign types that it offers today include search, which is really where most of most advertisers put their paid spend. That's obviously when you're looking at keywords, high intent, that bottom of the funnel search activity, people looking for doctors near them, things like that. Performance Max is a newer campaign type that utilizes some AI signals and a lot of machine learning to allow ads to serve all across Google's network, YouTube, Display Network, Gmail, places like that. Display is very similar. Performance Max utilizes some display aspects. Essentially, that's your image ads that show up across the internet on different websites. If you've got medical devices or home health equipment, sometimes a shopping campaign can be a good fit for your business. Video is a very impactful campaign type as well. YouTube, in fact, is considered the number two search engine in the world. If you've got an app, there are some good ways that Google has to promote both engagement and downloads of your app. And then lastly, discovery campaigns are a newer type that also uses AI and attempts to do a sort of more top of funnel search for you. And then on the bottom here, we've got dynamic search ads. It's not a campaign type, but dynamic search ads are a new type of ad that utilizes your, not too new, but a type of ad that utilizes your website and the content on your website to automatically create ads that are engaging for users. What is paid search? This is what it looks like when you look for example, addiction treatment on Google. You're going to notice that you've got ads covering the entire, you know, visible part of that above the fold page there. People, when you're advertising, if you're one of these four people on this page paying to show an ad for this search, you're only going to pay when people click on that ad. So, of course, that's why we call it pay-per-click. But there are a couple of factors that dictate where your ad goes, you know, where you rank on that page, and that's called ad rank. And essentially, it's looking at quality score, which means, does your landing page resonate with the ad copy that you have? And does the search that this person looked for, in this case, addiction treatment near me, does that lead them to a relevant page? That's what Google's looking for, ensuring that their users are getting the answers they're looking for. Conversions and ROI are what matter, and Google Ads is a really good way to get the data that sometimes we aren't able to get from the organic activity that we see. Google Ads is the dominant player for sure, 80 to 90%. Microsoft advertising has a portion of that market as well.
Before I move on, I'd like to add a color comment here. I think it's important to reiterate that these ads, if you begin with paid search, your placement, number one, you can't guarantee placement. You're like, I'm going to be number one, right? You can't, but because Google is constantly changing every search. If you just refresh your screen, you'll see the pay-per-click ad order change. And that's because what's happening is that order is based upon, as we said, it used to be very simple. The quality score, which is really the relevance to the user searching, is to the best of Google's ability to see that. So is the ad right? Is the landing page right? Are people clicking through? And thinking about that as multiplying by the bid amount. So what that means is through smart campaign management, which we're going to talk about a lot, is you can show up above competitors for less money. And that's really important. So this isn't just a gross weight of throwing money at this issue. It's more about how smart can you play this game. And Google, for their part, having, you know, I didn't go to the campus as much as Josh did, but every interaction I've had with the Google people over the years is they're absolutely passionate about relevance to the user. And so that's why they have this methodology. In the old days, it was search with the previous players in the oldest days of pay-per-click or just about the amount of dollars you spent. Google cares greatly about relevancy to the user.
I'd love to chime in too on one thing, if you don't mind, guys.
Sure.
I think placement is really depends upon the bidding strategies. I mean, bidding strategies are incredibly important when it comes to our objectives. You may not, if you're, for example, using maximized conversions, then your placement will vary and be sporadic throughout the day. And it's based a lot on historical data, what's going to be an optimal time for our ad to ultimately convert. You may use target impression share where you do want to show up for your branded terms, for example, 90% of the times, and that will allow your ad to consistently show up top. You know, I've been doing this again over 10 years and you get the famous question, why isn't my ad showing? Well, there's a long list of reasons, but bidding strategies is definitely near the top of those reasons there.
Very good.
Yeah, great point, Greg. And, you know, to Stuart's point, we like to optimize everything we can except the bid. You know, we can always throw more money at Google and have them try to rank us higher, but if we can diagnose an issue with the landing page or the ad copy, It saves us money and allows us to rank for cheaper, as Stuart said. These are examples of what it looks like on a mobile device when you've got the ads on top of the organic. Again, you can't see an organic listing on any of these screens. It just speaks to the value and the prominence of Google search ads and what they mean to healthcare.
Absolutely. And you'll notice how on that very first one, they have extensions, which are not only giving people more places to click, but it's also increasing the real estate. So quick tip.
Yes.
Extensions.
Admissions process, why choose Sierra Tucson programs and tracks. These are free ad extensions that any ad can have to increase its real estate on that digital screen. If you've got competitors locally that you want to, you know, usurp on that you know, results page, ad extensions are a great way to do that. I never look at these ads. Yeah, this is probably all three of us. We don't, technological people don't look at ads, but a lot of people, millions and millions of people do look at, click on and buy things from ads. And so when we're looking at, you know, Google search volume, which is immense, we know that almost 5% of those, about 5% of those have some relation to healthcare. And that's significant.
It's the old Josh, it's the old line. I always tell people, it's like some people like pepperoni on their pizza, some people don't. Some people like clicking on ads, some people don't. I mean, we always want to dominate the first page of Google if we ultimately can, both in the ad space as well as organically map pack. That's a perfect scenario, right? So
yeah, I always tell people I'm a pig. I want it all. I want the organic, I want the map pack, I want paid search, we want it all. Today we're talking about paid search. I would like to also remind people that those many billions, I don't know where they are now in terms of annual revenue. I think it, last I checked, it was 100 billion-ish. It's probably more than that by that. But at any rate, 90% or so of the money's coming from paid search. All the other stuff, the phones and the Google Home and all those things are great, but paid search is the driver of the fortune of Google.
Google was actually in the red for many years before they began running and developing Google Ads as a platform. And since then, it has become by far their primary revenue generator. So people click ads, maybe not us, but people that we want to talk to certainly do. Google and YouTube are now the top triggers that inspire health changes. You know, when people are online looking around for information, yes, a lot of times they're on Google search looking for an appointment, but sometimes they're looking for new providers or they're new to a community and they're looking for the right hospital system for their family. Google and YouTube, both of which are included in Google Ads' platform, are now the top two sources for that. You can see TikTok and Instagram kind of climbing that list for younger people, but certainly for the foreseeable future, Google and YouTube are going to be very, very important platforms for us to be present on in healthcare. Out of all those campaign types we talked about, search, again, is the most prevalent. It's low funnel. It's people looking for, you know, immediate results. Because they show up so much above those organic results, you know, showing an ad there can be important. You may have been around for 20 years and have great SEO and you rank first organically, but if a competitor comes into town and decides to run ads to a user who doesn't know any better, they're going to think that they rank above you. They're going to click the ad and, you know, go to their facility instead. So, you know, search campaigns are based around keywords. It used to be called Google AdWords. Some people still use that moniker, but that's because it was initially based on just the keywords that people search. Now, Google Ads can allow you to base your marketing on video views or on, you know, impressions, things like that. But keywords are still the primary way that we match up ads to user behavior and search intent. Right now, you see four ads above the organic listings. That's evolved over time. You know, one day they could just tell us, hey, today there's five ads now from now on. So it's important to recognize the value of that placement. Whether you want to pay Google for ads or not, there's certainly value in showing up there. That top click, that top ad that we three may not click on, and maybe some of you may not, is clicked on about one in three searches. So that's the place to be, just kind of like organic. You really want to rank in that top fused positions. Ads is no different. And then lastly, an important factor here is Google has recently changed their search engine results page to an infinite scroll. In the past, you'd see page one, page two, and you'd be able to go, and maybe you'd see your ad ranking on page two. Today, it's going to rank somewhere down that scroll list on that one infinite scroll page. So just be mindful of that.
Well, one thing I failed to bring up at the beginning of this meeting, we're starting off here pretty basic. We recognize we have a pretty broad audience. Some of you are absolutely expert, large advertisers, maybe with six figures a month advertising already in a digital sort of fighter pilot on your own account. We love that. We work with clients like that all the time. You may also be brand new at the executive level, just trying to understand this. So we're covering some pretty foundational concepts here, but we'll be getting into a lot more specifics shortly. Now, our goal today isn't to turn you into, to do what we do. We can't do that in, 45 minutes or to an hour webinar, but we can tell you some of the things we found from our experience over the many years we've been doing this.
Performance Max is one of Google's newer campaign types that really leans on and utilizes AI functionality. This one is sort of interesting because it acts as a low funnel and a high funnel marketing channel. Sometimes you'll see display ads or video content driven by a Performance Max. Other times it may show up in a local search for someone looking for healthcare right now. This type of campaign is evolving. Google is always iterating on types of campaigns and ways to advertise, but we've found some value with this particular campaign type in healthcare, especially for medium and enterprise level entities.
Sorry about that. What happened? There we are. Go ahead.
That's good on that one. That's Performance Max. We're going to go to the next slide and talk about some of the things that we do to actually win the game of paid search. It's easy to pay Google for ads and start showing them, but what do you have to do to make it work? It does start with a proper setup. We're very keen on establishing goals, kicking everything off with the client, discussing the timeline of the ads serving, the budget that we want to utilize at the beginning. If there is an existing campaign or existing account, any historical data, we'd like to audit that to see if there's any value in what's been run before and if we can use some of that in the new marketing efforts that we put forth. Onboarding, of course, we need to gain access to any active accounts that you've got. We create accounts where none exist, and we work with other vendors to transfer assets over in any situation where we need to do that. Campaign settings are critical. Google is always surreptitiously moving us into automation. And so we want to make sure that any default settings are settings that we want, because those have changed over time. Something that may be default now would have been something you'd have opted into a year ago. So always check your campaign settings. Keyword research, obviously very important. Two aspects of that. One being the keywords that you want to show up for. The other being those that you want to avoid, which are called negative keywords, as many of us know. Those are the ones that we put in our account to ensure that if someone searches for that, we do not show up. The build out is important. Our campaigns are essentially meant to mirror the website that you've got or the services that you offer to allow for good functionality there. The ad groups will be set up based on the service lines and things like that. The build out is very important. It's got to mirror and mimic the website and the offerings that you have on your site. Ad copy is important. We are healthcare experts, so we have been for more than a decade. So when it comes to the nuances of healthcare verbiage and messaging, we're very well versed in how to build that out and how, which copy works really. Extensions, we talked a little bit about. Ad extensions are critical. Obviously, they give you more ad real estate, but they also provide extra functionality for a user who might be looking to have their insurance verified or see if you take, the insurance that they have. Targeting, you can target geographically. Demographic targeting is still within Google. There were some changes to that recently, but you're still able to target people based on their age, where they live, household income, things like that. And then ad scheduling. It's critical to run your ads at times that make sense. A lot of people that we find are having, tough success with Google ads are running ads at 2 and 3 a.m. when they really shouldn't be. And at the end here, tracking setup, it's very important to have good tracking on anything you do. To Stuart's point about TV ads, today with digital, there's no excuse for not tracking everything you're doing and knowing what that ROI is. Client approval, before we launch anything, obviously we discuss and share with the client and see if we all check all those boxes on what we've done there. And if we like it, Google approves the campaign. There's a small approval process there. If you're in a business that relates to pharma or addiction treatment, there's another layer of whitelisting that we do with Google to have your campaigns approved to advertise. And then lastly, client meetings and reporting cadence. We like to meet weekly at the beginning, as often as the client likes, really ideally. But at the beginning of a project, it's imperative to meet often. And then when it comes to reporting, whatever cadence is preferred, we do monthly reporting and then quarterly business reviews as well.
I'm on mute, surprise. Garrick, you always comment on this is one of the most intense phases, but also the rewarding, because we call Garrick the butcher. So Garrick, want to elaborate on sort of why this phase is so important?
Yes, it's the most critical, really, stage. There's a combination, really, of expertise and been doing this so long and really staying close to the industry, researching, reading all the latest and greatest articles, right? Having close connections and conversations with the Google team and the partners over there. If it's done right and you create a great foundation from the get-go, then you really have a head start. And when we talk about immediate results back in the start, when we were talking about that, immediate results are definitely predicated on how well this is structured. Instead of waiting a couple months to figure out your negative keywords and to figure out, well, this ad copy isn't resonating, we actually know all of that from the first step. We've done it for so many years. We know what works for fibroids, for hemorrhoids, for cancer treatment, for addiction treatment, you name it, we know what works. And so relevancy and structure and being, I use this word, we're neurotic about this stage because it's so critical, and having everything where the campaign is tied directly to the ad groups that have these perfectly aligned keywords, having the negative keywords, extensions, everything really set up thoroughly, is just, yeah, I can't stress it enough. It's really key, and it's definitely the most important stage, I think.
Yep. By the way, I didn't say one thing. We're almost at the halfway point today. We're going to speed up a little bit here, but don't worry, we will have time for questions. We will also have, if you need specific questions about your campaign, we can talk about that. And we are recording this, so if you have peers that you want to share this with, or if you have to leave unexpectedly for whatever reason, you'll be getting a copy of the recording.
Ongoing optimizations and management. It's important to not set it and forget it. Everyone's heard that term. That doesn't work, right? Things change. Google changes constantly, probably too much. They're always updating that platform. And it's, to Gary's point, it's important to know what's happening right now. So when it comes to ongoing optimizations, keyword refinement's one of them. You know, keywords change over time. Fentanyl is a great example of a keyword that didn't exist in the addiction treatment world years ago, and has now more search volume than the word heroin. So, you know, keyword refinement is one of those ways that we find new keywords and recognize other keywords that may have fallen out of favor. Ad rotation is critical. A/B testing of landing page elements. This could be something as simple as a form, you know, where that is placed on the page, or the color of a button, the text on a button. Keyword match type assessment, broad match versus exact match. Very important to know what Google is considering a match to your keywords. And in our case, we prefer exact match, where we have control over what gets matched up to what keyword. Market research, obviously competitive analysis. We've got to know if you've got locations all over New Jersey, for example, we need to know which one of those has the most competition versus which one may not have as much, because there could be some campaign elements that we deploy based on, you know, the competitive volume that you've got around you. Time of day, we talked a little bit about that. If you have a busy urgent care on Monday morning all the way till 2 p.m., maybe you don't need to run ads on Monday morning, but maybe after 2 p.m. is a good time. Location analysis, ad copy analysis, bidding strategy. You know, we talked a little bit about a few of those. There are times when you've got options from Google that you can A/B test and determine if maximum clicks might be a better fit for your business than, say, maximum impressions. If you're doing a branded campaign or an awareness campaign, your bid strategy may differ based on those goals that you have. Conversion value analysis. If an appointment is worth hypothetically $50 to your company, and that changes over time based on the services that you offer or the value of your services, you know, that's something that should be adjusted on the marketing side. So it's important to analyze the value of each conversion. Client contact level, goal expectations. We talked a little bit about that. We like to be very collaborative. And that means, you know, sharing the feedback on the phone calls that we've been receiving, the insurance policies that you're getting from the ad campaigns, things like that. New platform features. Gary, as he mentioned, is a whiz when it comes to staying abreast of what's current with Google. They're always putting out new features and new beta opportunities. And we like to have our clients be, involved in those and privy to those. New business services, amenities. COVID's a great example of something new that may have been added to the mix for your healthcare company a couple of years ago. And while we couldn't advertise COVID on Google initially, we can now. COVID treatments, I should say. Development of event-specific copy and strategies. And this is a recap of these same things. So you can go to the next slide. But, you know, if we're looking at something where you've got an event coming up or a summertime promotion, you know, we always like to tie those things into the campaigns. Best practices for paid search. Automated bidding, new bid strategies, you know, utilize and embrace some of those. I wouldn't say to trust everything that Google recommends, but some of these bidding strategies have a lot of utility and value to your brand if you've been using Google Ads. Emotion in ad copy is important. The focus on treatment rather than the maladies or the negatives of having the ailment or the affliction. The focus on treatment is the best way to have that ad copy resonate and convert. Negative keyword list is important. You know, what do we want to show up for? What do we want to avoid? If you can't, for example, help people with a certain state-based insurance, an advertising campaign may want to avoid some of those terms, while your organic campaign can handle that kind of traffic. Rotating of ads, A-B testing, we talked a little bit about that. Match types. Sometimes a broad match keyword can work well if it's paired up with a lot of negative keywords. But for the most part, we like to have control over what gets served and where. Branded, unbranded, and competitor keywords. You want to show up for your own brand where a competitor may otherwise show up for your name and be at the top of that page. But ideally, unbranded terms are what we're looking for. We want people that don't know who we are and haven't chosen a provider and are looking, you know, for healthcare services. So we target both branded and unbranded. And then third is competitor keywords. You know, whenever there's a competitor who has what you want, essentially, you know, they've got that market share, they've got that local notoriety that you're looking for. Oftentimes, if you use their brand name as a keyword, you can build some equity by showing up as an alternative. You're not appearing as them. You're not saying, hey, we are, you know, brand X. But if someone is looking for healthcare services, they don't often choose the first ad they click. They're looking for alternatives. So it's good to show up for competitor names as well. Ad extensions, always want to use all of those. Quality score, you know, we talked about optimizing the landing page and the ad copy rather than just throwing more money at the bid. We're really good at that. It's easy to throw more money at Google and have them rank you higher, but if you work on your other pieces of that ad rank equation, you can save money. Relevant landing pages are critical. We want to make sure we're sending everyone to the page that makes sense. AI, we all know what ChatGPT is. Google has a version of that called Bard. And this is what it looks like now if you're looking online for anything, really, sports, music, entertainment. And it's going to start to affect healthcare searches and every search in the future. So to be clear, we have some campaign types that we utilize that have some AI functionality. Our team does not utilize AI for copy, for content. It's meant to be an inspirational tool and a utility tool, not necessarily something that we appropriate for content creation. However, to be clear, in the future, we're going to see Bard and ChatGPT become more involved with search, and how that evolves, you know, we'll all be interested to see. And our agency, of course, stays very close to this information, and we share with our clients what we're seeing on the AI front.
I would just add to this that Google integrates into the paid search setup or the campaign management, AI is a part of that in terms of creating copy, in terms of managing campaigns. And we want to make sure that we are using the human management to have AI versus having AI run amok. And we'll be talking about that.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Garrick and I thought
you were talking about that, Josh. Go ahead.
No, yeah, Garrick and I, we don't trust AI. I mean, we like it, it's intriguing, but we understand that there's better quality from human-generated content and thought. Real quick on automation, you know, Google, again, is pushing into automation. If you're an advertiser that doesn't really know better or is handling your own campaigns without a ton of skill or savvy, you know, you may opt into some of these automation settings, which seem good, and some of them are. But by definition, automation is a way to avoid the tedium of manual, you know, management, which is something that we prefer. We really like to know what's going on and have control over where ads are serving. So when it comes to automation, you know, default settings, there's auto apply criteria. Google gives you recommendations that you can opt out of. But right now, a lot of those auto apply if you don't opt out, kind of like a bad phishing email. So just be clear of the limitations of management when you are opting into automation, and know that there are better options for effective campaign optimization and management than letting Google automate everything.
Yeah, the automation works well for Google. They can spend your budget really quickly. So there's advantages there. Again, that's where the experience happens. Some of the automations they have set up can really help. Some of them just can just waste a lot of budget really, really, really quickly. So that's the art of this, is understanding which automations you can use, how to manage it, and monitoring carefully. And as Garrick and Josh have alluded to, things are always changing. So you need to pivot and with the technology as it changes.
Geographic bidding is key for healthcare, especially multi-location healthcare. You know, some locations may have a more acute need for patient volume or a specific service line volume, whereas others may be flush with patients and really not in need for new ones and sending them elsewhere anyway. Delineating your geo targets allows to optimize each of those specific regions, each of those different healthcare entities. For example, you know, you might want to raise the budget for your kidney center in a specific region, but you don't really want the, you know, the broader hospital brand to catch all of that traffic. In this case, we would delineate a target around your kidney center, set up ads for that, and sort of geofence that. Competitive brands can affect that as well. If you've got a lot of competition in one area, you know, we might want to geofence that with some conquesting ads and some brand defense, but it's important to utilize the controls you have with geographic bidding. People aren't going to drive your car.
I'm sorry, Chad, brought Josh's moment. Time check, we're at about 38 minutes in. So just to keep that in mind as we go through these ads or slides.
Perfect.
So I would just add to this on the geo is absolutely critical. That's another factor that we just love about with Google Ads is that you can control very carefully. And this is different than geofencing, which is a different concept entirely. It's just in quest for confused. We're talking about here setting up your campaign to run in the markets that matter. Sorry, everybody else, go ahead.
Yeah, ad scheduling, we talked a little bit about this. You know, Google Business Profiles now offer some level of a time analysis that tells you when your busiest times are, if you've seen that online. Essentially, when you run ads on Google, you're allowed to dictate when the ads run, which day, what time of day. And if you don't control those settings and edit them, you'll be running your ads 24/7. We find that, and as you could assume, people typically make the best decisions and the best interactions on ads at the normal hours of the day, not at 2 or 3 in the morning. There are exceptions, of course, but we have a lot of user data from, you know, 10, 15 years, and we kind of know what healthcare user behavior looks like and where to run ads and when specifically to really utilize that budget most effectively. Conquesting, we talked a little bit about this. Google right now is, if you're advertising on Google, they are giving your rivals your name as keyword bait. You know, they want you to advertise against your competitors. And as I mentioned earlier, this is above board, right? We're not showing up as or stealing their equity. We're providing an alternative for someone who might be looking for a hospital system or a clinical provider or something like that. So keywords can be used. You can never use the competitor's name in your ad copy. If you see your name in an ad that isn't yours, that's something that our team escalates to Google and those ads get taken down. But you can use it as a keyword. Pepsi will bid on Coke and Ford will bid on Chevy. They're just not going to say, hey, we're Chevy. Same thing applies to healthcare.
Oops. And this is an example here of three different businesses promoting on the paid search side for the Pain Center, which is a brand name in Arizona, and they're actually conquesting them. So you can see that here.
Brand defense is essentially the opposite side of the coin for conquesting. If you're a well-known brand, you really don't want to have to pay to show that ad and have that, you know, that click. However, in the event that you're not paying for a Google ad, usually your competitor will be happy to take that top spot, bid on your name, and get it for a very low cost. Google looks at relevance. If it's your brand and you're bidding on it, you're going to pay a very, very small amount for that click comparatively. It's not something we want to do, but brand defense is a thing now. We really need to be mindful that if we're not showing up on top of that page, someone else will be, and they'll be stealing equity that we would like to have. LegitScript is a big entity in our world. You know, this covers certification for advertising for the pharma industry, for addiction treatment, and many other industries as well. it's been around for quite a while. For 5 years now, it's been working for addiction treatment. It's been longer than that for pharma, but the policies there have changed a bit since the beginning. We've worked with LegitScript for quite some time, very intimately actually, to both certify our clients and help people get through the gauntlet of questions.
Yep. Josh, we can't hear you.
Okay, YouTube. We're talking about YouTube ads here.
Josh, did we lose you?
Okay, here we are. Sorry about that.
Back.
So Google right now, YouTube ads are, again, we talked about how YouTube is sort of a blend between social and direct response. It kind of covers the both ends of the funnel. It's a no-cost asset. Right now, if you go to YouTube to create a YouTube channel, that's going to cost you nothing. If you advertise towards that channel, you're going to see really good, both awareness as well as people clicking through your YouTube ads to go to your website or to any landing page that you've created. Here we're looking at local search. A lot of people ask us, how do I show up on Google Maps? Well, there's no Google Maps ad platform, and you can't tell Google, hey, I'd like to pay to show up on your Maps pack, as it's called. There are a couple of ways to do it, though. When you're opting into campaigns that we talked about, your Performance Max, your Smart Campaigns, these campaigns allow for functionality that ties into Google Map Pack. And so you've got a couple of sponsored ads here. If you'll notice, the search here was for Physician One, which is an urgent care provider in the New England area. The two ads that show up first on Google Map Pack are not Physician One. These are people who've opted into Google's Smart Campaigns or are using an ad extension for directions to our facility. You see those directions buttons there. Paid search, GBPs, I won't say too much here. Google business profiles are critical. They used to be called Google My Business, but we see a ton of value with these, and you can actually point ads directly to these profiles. If you've got good reviews or you're looking for them, I would encourage you to incorporate Google business profiles into your advertising. Maximize conversions. We do, tracking is big for us. So we're really keen on keeping phone calls, forms, chats, everything that happens as far as converting and events, activities on your website. We want it all tracked because as we look at that data and analyze it and share it with you, we're able to tell what has worked, what is actually driving patient volume, and what we need to do to optimize the campaigns. Another thing we can do with this is, a lot of people aren't too aware of how to migrate offline conversions into your campaigns, but we are also big on that. When it comes to healthcare, if we know that people are converting offline, there are means that we have now that we can show that data.
Mistakes. So I'll cover this section, maybe bring it home here and then with commentary from my team here. So one of the things about I've been saying for years, we've talked today about some of the tactics, and the thing about Google is you can get into Google Ads and begin advertising really quickly. And so it's kind of like reading a book on poker. You can read a book on poker and sit down and play. I would probably advise against sitting down at the high stakes poker table. And that's really what this is today. High stakes poker is what we're playing. Most clients that we're working with now have substantial budgets and very competitive marketplaces to where, the competition is keen. Your competitors have agencies, your competitors have experts on their team. Some of them have competitive or experts in their employee plus in the agency. I'm looking at some of the questions I've already received in chat, and there's some very sophisticated questions in the chat and we'll try to get to in a few moments here. So recognize that it's the concepts are easy. It's the winning part that's more difficult. So, just for the sake of time, guys, I want to talk through some of these. So we see mistakes are just brutal. We can see, campaigns, we look at our audit, we see it sending to the wrong page, the wrong website. Sometimes we've seen them sending clicks to their competitors by accident, somebody who's not paying attention. The wrong keyword match types can be brutal. Going after high funnel terms, like instead of asking for a doctor near me or something comparable, it's asking about, what is lung disease? That's a very high profile or high funnel term. Not something you typically want to spend money. Let the organic handle that. Not maintaining the account, set it and forget it. You know, negative keywords are crucial. We see all the time, you know, job inquiries or, you know, free terms like that. And this is just a rabbit hole. This account structured poorly, the budget not allocated correctly, not taking advantage of all the things we talked about, you know, extensions or the business logo, the name, all these things are really, really common. And we see, and so this is where the big gains happen. We're often taking care of these things on the first days of the campaign to make sure that we're solving these. In terms of analytics and reporting, the actually we had a really good question come up in chat here. I'll try to address this, but first, those of you who don't know, the Office of Civil Rights published updated guidance regarding the use of tracking technologies, including pixels from Meta and Google, meaning specifically Facebook and Instagram and Google Analytics. Essentially, for our company, we've ceased using the Metapixel entirely. Google's a little different. We just got back from Shishmid, which is a big hospital strategy conference. This was the talk of the day there among the speakers and attendees. And this is more than I can get into today with much detail. It's a whole separate webinar that we probably will have shortly. Essentially, though, to be safe with your digital marketing, you need to make sure that you have BAAs with your vendors. And so we use, for example, CallRail with our clients, which is we'll sign BAAs, different forms. These are all really, really critical. The Google specifically will not sign a BAA for Google Analytics. There are some workarounds. There are alternative analytics platforms here that we're mentioning. Freshpaint is a pretty amazing provider. They're expensive. They're very expensive. But they can actually adapt and work with removing the Google Pixel and anonymizing data to sort of re-enable GA4. And they were right in the heart of this, particularly with hospitals and health systems. It's a really big issue. Our team's working with all of these vendors and providing different layers of recommendations for different clients, but recognize this is out there. It's a really important issue. Keep in mind also, this relates to Google has its own terms of use, and there are state privacy laws and ADA compliance. And so one of the questions was, in New York, there's recently been a new law against geofencing, which again is not the same thing as ours. Geofencing is a display and programmatic tactic. And yes, the answer is we won't do that in New York. So it's really important to have expertise when you're looking at these things. And as a marketing firm, we're not a law firm, we're an agency, but we are aware of most of the issues, but we always work with our clients, in-house team and legal counsel to make sure we're there. Again, this is a big issue. It's deeper than we have time for today, but there are all alternatives to remain compliant and to be compliant. I mentioned there are multiple call tracking platforms, so you can actually listen to the calls in a compliant way. We use others, but primarily use CallRail, so you can actually record the calls, hear how the calls are doing, and make adjustments to the campaign based upon the calls you're getting. Again, we recommend highly working with tracking platforms. So for the marketing agency you use needs to have a tracking platform. And certainly we see all the time people who are spending massive budgets and really don't get much reporting, if any at all. So our firm, for example, uses a 24-hour platform to share all the critical results. We also work with our clients to have reporting much more in depth in terms of what does it all mean. And again, the tracking here is pretty tremendous what you can do in terms of what's available with regard to the clients or client results. I'm going to do a 30-second commercial here, then we're going to jump into Q&A. So if you're interested in this topic and you're interested in working with us, the reasons why people hire us all the time is, first of all, I do have a couple decades of specialized healthcare experience. Our digital team, which includes but is not limited to Garrick and Josh, is spectacular. They have the passion, I call passionate optimization. They have the experience. We treat our budget like your own. And really, at the end of the day, you know, we act as though we're an extension of your internal team. For those that are interested in more than paid search, we are usually working in conjunction on an integrated program with, you know, paid social, programmatic, SEO, creative design, branding. All of those things are the whole package. So if you're interested in that, working with us, I encourage you to contact us for a paid search checkup, and we'll take a look at what you're doing and give you some feedback without any obligation. So Q&A, we have a number of questions here. So I'm going to go through these.
We're going to ask a couple of them. One of them I wanted to defer to you. Shelby's asking about and talking about the you know, the new concerns around GA and privacy.
Go ahead. Josh, you're fading out for some reason.
Stuart, I was just saying that I answered a couple of those questions. Shelby had a question around the HIPAA and the OCR guidelines that you've been talking about here lately.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Yeah, well, essentially, yes, exactly. I think I did answer that, Shelby, that we do have, it's a big part of what we do to make sure we're staying in compliance. Any other questions before we wrap up? While we're waiting to see if there's any other questions, Garrick, we've been uncharacteristically silent. I would love you to share some anecdotes of how, you know, how, why, the kinds of things you do, some other additional nuances.
Well, again, I think the biggest thing, I mean, again, we're obsessed with the results each and every day. I love to come in to audit campaigns, to look at campaigns and see what we can do differently, how we can build performance and expand it to new opportunities, new experiments. Tracking is everything. I think the last couple of years, tracking has really been accelerated with the communication with our clients, how we can get more granular, more transparent, whether it's tying in CRMs and third-party appointment booking platforms within Google Ads. That really takes our campaigns to the next level. I'll give you an example. We have a client in the mental health space who brought on a new CRM that was able, we were able to tie that, integrate that with Google Ads essentially. And all the assumptions went out the door of wondering what keywords, what campaigns, what ads were not just purely driving phone calls and form submissions, but actual people enrolling in their program. And we are able to report every single month how many new patients that are enrolling in your program are coming directly from Google Ads. And I had made an assumption that specific types of keywords under trauma and grieving may not lead to these new patients enrolling. And I was the first to say I was wrong. After integrating the CRM and learning more about our keywords, that was actually our most powerful ad group moving forward. And we were able to adjust and just soar with our performance. So we're seeing a lot more of that with a lot more clients. And again, it's enhancing things and taking them to the next level when it comes to conversions, ROI, all the things that matter the most.
Jolene's got a question. How do you see smaller hospitals using YouTube? Yeah, a lot of people do use it as a how-to or you know, for explainer videos, if you will. But honestly, one of the best ways to promote your content on YouTube, a lot of times we'll have hospital systems that have video content showing their waiting rooms, patient testimonials, maybe a little blurb from one of the providers on, you know, how much they like working there. But one of the best ways to promote that content on that YouTube channel, which again is free, you know, you procure all that content on there, is to run an ad that features one of those videos. Because then, and you can run video ads on YouTube for very, very low cost. But when you get a little bit of paid media kind of driving to that one of those videos, you'll see it proliferate across that channel, and you'll see a little bit of organic activity start to swell up after you've done that. So, you know, there's some guidance that we provide on what kind of video content works. The size of the video is key when it comes to the promotion and the marketing value. 15 and 30 second videos are paramount. Those are the top two sizes for video promotion. So those are a couple of tips. But YouTube, it's one of a couple of platforms that you can start and build quite a community for no cost, and then later on promote those assets.
And Josh, for hospitals on YouTube, I feel like it's a great outlet for promoting events, right? For example, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. different things that come throughout the seasons and throughout the year. Also highlighting positions, having specific videos that relate to positions, rotating those out, giving everyone some love. So those are some ideas too, I think you can mix in there.
Yeah, YouTube's very powerful. It does quite a bit. And again, it covers all areas of the funnel. So we highly encourage it. And those are a few tips we'd say is that promote one of those videos at some point and make sure that those lengths are of ideal length for social media for popularity and propagation.
Jolene, what's one other thought too? That the we find that things like YouTube can really work well internally. The doctors get excited, the staff gets excited. So it's something that you can promote to the external audiences, but it's ways of engaging your internal audience and sharing them with the great world out there, particularly difficult with a hospital because you have so many different doctors, even the smaller ones. So it's a great way to engage your internal and external audiences.
And most people, a creative person or someone who's really good on camera that's featured in some of these videos. So, check out your staff. Oftentimes you'll have someone who's a great fit for content like this.
So I'm going to wrap up here with a couple of thoughts. The one is that, people often ask, well, geez, is, paid search expensive? I'm going to spend, $10,000 a month. And I'm like, wait, but you said we figure out the math and you're bringing in 100,000, like, well, let's spend 100,000 and bring in 1 million, right? So it's really an ROI based strategy. And I recognize there's constraints in terms of budgets, particularly with institutional, but the idea is to grow carefully, constantly drag ROI. But when you get that right combination of variables, paid search is so powerful. We often talk about it, or I often talk about it being profitable, predictable, and to the client, passive. In other words, it's profitable. And then once it's up and running, it's predictable. And then it's very low lift for the client. It's a lot of work for us, but for the client, it's very passive. So it can be a game changer. It's really, really powerful. So hopefully you've enjoyed today's meeting. I've brought some of our strongest people from our digital team to the call. I appreciate everything you guys have done. Thanks, Josh. Thanks, Garrick, for being great presenters today. Thanks, you, everybody.